Romans 8:31 says, what shall we then say to these things? What shall we then say to these things? Let's pray. Father, we thank you. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the thanks. Amen, and amen, and amen. You may be seated. Tonight, the word of God is alive. Amen. The word of God is alive. It is quick. Somebody say quick. Quick. Say alive and quick. Sharper than two and what? How, which two are the sword? Sharper than any. Sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God, media team, you're going to help me when I quote a scripture. You're going to pull it and throw it on the screen. The word of God is alive. If something is alive, that means it can move. It can cause something to happen. Are you with me? The word of God is alive. It is breathing. The word of God is alive and it is what? Breathing. Something that's alive, what it does? It breathes. Whew. The word of God is alive and it is what? Powerful. The word of God is powerful. So when we read this word, we should never read it casually. We cannot take God's word as the word of a man, the word of a philosopher, the word of an intellectual. No, the word of a historian. No, it is totally different. Because the Bible says all scriptures are given by what? Inspiration of God. All scriptures are given by the inspiration of who? God. Whose word is this? God's word. It was given by God. It was written by man, but given by God. God inspired. You know that there in the Bible you would read of books that are written, like the book of Gad. There's a book of Gad that when you read through Chronicles, it will tell you, go read the book of Gad. Aren't all these things written there? But that's not inspired books. There's a book of Enoch, but it's not an inspired book. Right? It is not God breathed. That's the difference. It is not a God-inspired book. It's a book that was written that tracked the times and what happened in that season. But it's not God breathed. That's the difference. That's why these made it into this canon. So our scripture, those are books that you can read to supplement knowledge, but you can't quote it as God breathed. That's the difference. So this word, scriptures, is given by inspiration. It is God breathed. And the God said, write. And the men wrote. Amen? So all scriptures given by inspiration of God. Because it is what? It is what? It is profitable. It is beneficial. It supports us. It edifies. It builds up. It makes us better. It is profitable for direction or doctrine. We're going to get back to where we're going. And what it does? Reproof, correction for instruction in righteousness. So the word of God lets us know how we should live. It lets us know where we're going wrong. Anyone ever read the word and get convicted? And then you go, oh boy, I need to change some things. Right? But then sometimes we don't want to change it. And you know what that is? That's disobedience. What is disobedience? Disobedience is you just telling God you don't know what you're saying. When we hear the word, We read the word, we are convicted of the word, and we refuse to correct. We're saying, God, you don't know what you're talking about. Mm. Yeah. You're pretty much saying, God, you don't know what is best for me. I know what is best for me. You don't know what's best for me. Are you with me? So, go back to Hebrews 4, verse 12, Anna. Hebrews 4, 12 says, the word of God is alive, living, powerful, sharper than what? Any two-edged sword. So is a sword sharper than the word? No. The word is sharper than a weapon. The sword was the most powerful weapon of that day. Today we know bombs. Nuclear bombs. And we've been watching the war, what's going on, right? And you see these videos of a bomb or a missile chasing the plane. Anyone saw that video? Right? You see, this missile was shot up because whoever shot it to an American plane, a war plane, and the pilot is trying to avoid the missile, and avoid the missile, and avoid it, he's doing all kinds of maneuver, flying the plane upside down, flying the plane vertical to avoid, but guess what, the missile catches it. After doing all of those fancy things, the missile stayed on course. He threw out flares to distract the missile. To stop the missile from hitting its target. But guess what? The missile stayed on course. I want to tell you, if we engage the word of God over our lives, it will hit what it needs to hit, and it will dismantle the powers of darkness. Because it is greater than any missile. I said it is greater than any missile. And we can go to a lot of prophetic stuff. This season that we're living in is very prophetic. I said this season we're living in is very prophetic. Extremely prophetic. You know, we all read the book of Esther, right? When Haman wanted to destroy the Jews, right? What was the Ayatollah saying? He was saying he's going to kill the Jews. He's going to get rid of Israel. When did this war happen? Yesterday was Purim, where they celebrate the victory of God delivering the Jews. It's a very, very prophetic season we're living in. The president that we currently have, he's the 47th president of the United States. The Ayatollah reigned for 47 years. It's a very prophetic, and it's a season for us to watch and pray. It's for us to watch and pray that we ourselves, you know, on Saturday when I got into the word, the word that stood out to me more than anything in the book of Matthew, the word of God said, they asked Jesus, what's going to happen in the last days? You know what he says? Don't be deceived. That was the first answer he gave to them. Do not be deceived. Do not get tied up with what is happening, but look deeper. Look beyond the surface. Look far above and beyond, and understand that all things are in God's hand. He's the one that calls the end from the beginning. He called the end from the beginning. So all these things must come to pass. All of these things must come to pass. When the Bible says, wonders in the sky above. You ever read that scripture? Blood, fire, pillar of smoke. Right? Wonders in the heavens. We have to learn to understand what those things mean. Yesterday was a blood moon. So we got to understand this prophetic season and say, Lord, how would you have me to pray? Now, when you don't know what to pray, do exactly what Sister Yovella did. She went and she prayed where? In tongues. So you could pray the mysteries of God and the secrets of God. Where do we learn that we can speak in tongues? From the Word of God. So the Word of God is what? Alive. Let's look over. Go back to Romans 8. Quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Go to verse 26. Let's back up and we're going to come back. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Meaning that our understanding is limited. We understand in part, we pray in part, we see in part. But God has given us a weapon, and God has empowered us with Himself. He has given us the Holy Spirit. So when we don't know how we ought to pray, the next part says, but the Spirit Himself makes what? Intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. With sounds where there is no translation for it. Did he just get that? Which cannot be uttered. Now, verse 27. Now, he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit. Sorry, what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes what? Intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So, when you don't know what the will of God is, but when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you pray in the Holy Ghost. What is prayed? The will of God for you. So when you don't know what to say in the natural, what shall we say to these things? You go off into the Spirit. And you let the Spirit pray through you. And establish things in the supernatural and in the natural. Because when do you get an answer for your prayer? You get your answer the same time. You get an answer at the same time you pray. It said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you have it. But that doesn't mean manifestation. You get your answer right away. Remember when who? Daniel prayed? The prince of Persia what? Withheld the answer. There was a war for the manifestation. There is a war for the manifestation. There is a holding back. They can't fight the answer, but they could fight manifestation. Because the answer happens in the throne room. The manifestation happens here on earth. So they fight the manifestation. So what then shall we say? When you cannot handle it in the natural, you go to the Spirit. That's why it says, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. You see people that flow in the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking people that fake in the Holy Spirit. People that flow in the Holy Spirit, they have a joy. And it's not an up and down, it is a constant joy. And I was having this conversation with Pastor Cher today, and we're getting ready for church. And I'm like, too many people come to church without the joy of the Lord. We drag to the house of God. You know why? Because we're dragging at home. Because we're dragging to work. Because we're dragging from work. We're dragging everywhere. When we're supposed to be flowing in the joy of the Lord. The oil of the Holy Ghost is to be flowing all the time. And guess what? I'm on the way here now, and I'm listening to this book by Apostle Maldonado, and Encounters with the Holy Ghost. Guess what he says? The same thing. Most Christians have no joy because we're not allowing the Holy Spirit to flow through us. I just told her that at home. We're listening to the book coming. Boom, he said. I said, Cher, isn't that what I just told you? Yeah. What is that? That is God telling me one thing that we need to fix. It's an area that we need to fix. You want to be strong? The joy of the Lord is your strength. That biceps is your strength. Not mental know-how is your strength. Strength comes from the inner man. Strength comes from your inner man. Your strength does not come from what you own. Your strength comes from whose you are. Hello? Your strength comes from whose you are. Your joy does not come from what you have or what you don't have. Your joy comes knowing that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. That's good enough. That's good enough. Why are you thinking in sororities? I've been watching this interview, and the lady says, For rituals in sororities, they have to go and put their hand on the Bible, but yet write their names in another book. Highly demonic. Highly demonic. And we allow those things to get weave its way into the church. I'm beta this, and I'm sigma this, and I'm delta this. But those things are all hooked up to gods. Hooked up to spirits that we see Paul them fought. Back in Ephesus, where the people brought all their books that were worth millions of dollars, when they found the name of Jesus, they burned all those books. But here we are going back and entangling ourselves with yokes of bondage. We trade the pure joy. We trade the life of God. For the shadow. We trade the life and the light for shadows. My God. So, back to 27, 8:27. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is. Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And look at verse 28. And we know. We what? We what? We know. This is where we got to live. We got to live in a constant state of having a reality that all things work together for good. So what are we going to say? What are you going to say to the sickness? You're going to say to the sickness, I will be healed. Because with his stripes, I am healed. What shall we say to these things? It didn't say, what are we going to do in these things? It's saying, what are we going to say? What are we going to say? Because as a man thinks in his heart, so his mouth what? Speaks. So what are we going to say? When trouble comes, you know what I'm going to say? My God is a deliverer. My God is the God of the breakthrough. I'm not going to sit and mourn, well, you know, these things happen and you know. We can't do that. We can't do that. You don't know what to say. You begin praying in tongues. We need to normalize praying in the spirit. Turn off the heat. It's too hot in here, man. We need to normalize praying in the spirit. We allow people who have not encountered God on the level where you are to pull you back. We want an answer for everything. When the Bible clearly tells us that we understand in part. We see in part. But yet, the Spirit helps us with our weakness. When you don't know what to say, He'll help you there. We think that when the Spirit helps us with our weakness, it's only areas, oh, I'm weak in the flesh, the Holy Ghost is going to help deliver me out of that. No, when you don't understand well, ask Him for help. He's going to give you the ability to answer. When you're not bold, what He did for Peter was shy. Peter was ready to give up, he went back. But after the Holy Ghost came upon him, what? He became bold as a lion. And he said, men and brethren, these are not drunk as ye suppose, seeing that it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was promised by the prophet Joel, that in the last days I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. We need to get back to a place where we're saying, God, I want the gifts of the spirit. I want the gifts of the spirit. I want the gifts of the spirit. Because that is what gives you longevity. That is what keeps you. You cannot be filled with the Spirit when the Bible commands us to be filled with the Spirit. We are commanded by the Word to be filled with the Spirit. But yet we want to pick up intellectual things. I sung the nonsense. I remember one time, myself and Pastor Cher, we went to a beautiful conference in Texas. Thank God for that conference. But when I sat in that conference, it grieved my spirit because I'm listening to these preachers and they're talking about how they go to therapy and how they have anxiety and all of this stuff. And I'm like, all preachers never spoke about anxiety. All preachers used to say, we cast that demon out. We get around some praying intercessors and they cast that spirit out. When the Bible says clearly, for God has not given us a spirit of what? Fear. What is better, deliverance or treatment? What is better, deliverance or treatment? When you're delivered, you don't have to go back and check that out anymore. It's gone. Because who the Son set free is what? Free indeed. So I left that conference. It kind of messed me up. It messed me up. Because these people are leading thousands of people now. Thousands. And all they're doing is helping the therapist to get richer. I like the therapist. Thank God for the therapist. But we need some spirit-filled therapists. Some people that could tell people, you got to be able to pray some things out. You got to be able to cast. Because he said, in my name, you will cast out demons. You know, even Judas cast out demons. Even Judas. He was part of the 12. When God sent, Jesus sent them out, and they went and cast out demons. He went out and healed the sick. But guess what? He had an area that he refused to fix. He had greed. He liked money that wasn't his. It's okay to like your own money. But when you like other people's money, you're in trouble. The Bible said, don't covet your neighbor's goods. Don't covet your neighbor's wife. Don't covet your neighbor's animal. Anything that belongs to your neighbor is your neighbor's. So we got to come back to the place where we're walking by the Spirit. Where we're living by the empowerment of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit will be seen in us. The fruit of the Spirit will be evident. So go back. What shall we say? What shall we say to fear? What are you going to say to fear? Let me tell you. My God has not given me a spirit of fear. When fear comes, what are you going to say? Hey, you're not of God. Out. You're not of God. Out. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The peace of God surpasses understanding. It guards my heart and my mind in Christ. Amen. What does scripture say? What shall we say? So you got to have something to. And remember, the word of God is what? Sharper than any tool. Meaning it's more powerful than any weaponry that we're aware of. So what will we say when we're broken? Casting every care upon the Lord, because he what? Cares for me. It is okay that you care about me, but what is greater is that Jesus cares about me. Oh, people don't come back to church. You know why? Oh, see, Pastor Abby didn't care about me. She never called me. You know what? You missed the point of church. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of who? God. Whose kingdom are you seeking? What kingdom are we seeking? Who are we praying to? Who are we worshiping? What are we worshiping? So we got to go back to understand that when you come, you know, I was trying to explain to a young man last week, and I was trying to tell him, listen, getting saved is not a church thing. Getting saved is an eternal state. When you get saved, it's an eternal state. Read John 3. Let's go to John 3:3. And this is what we got to get people to understand. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is what? Born again, he cannot what? See. Meaning, if you do not become born again, there are blinders on your eyes. If you do not get born again, and what is being born again? It is not just a confession, but something happens to your inner man. Let's go. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Let's continue. Nicodemus says, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter his mom's womb a second time? No. Then most assuredly I say, Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now 6. That which is born of flesh is flesh. Let's stop right there. Too many people are stuck over here. They're stuck in the flesh side. You're coming to church in the flesh. You're worshiping God in the flesh. When Jesus gave us a stark statement and he says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him how? In spirit. All right, don't go to truth yet. Flesh can't worship spirit. Flesh cannot worship spirit. That's why Jesus said, these people, their hearts are far off, but they worship me what? Lips, flesh. That which is born of flesh is flesh. But let's go back. Bring back the scripture, Anna. That which is born of flesh is flesh. The flesh cannot please God. That which is born of spirit. This is where we got to go. Is spirit. This is when we get the understanding of that the word of God is alive. This is where we get the understanding that the word of God is powerful. This is where we get, when you come over to the spirit board, the unseen board, the board where you don't get the opportunity to say, what a cute little baby, so nice. That's flesh. But when you're born, you become a spirit. And the only way that babe will grow, the babe has to get the pure word of God. That's why discipleship is not an option. Because you need the pure word that you may what? Grow. You may grow thereby. So if you don't have it, that means there's an opportunity for you to die. Or be stagnant. But you take two Christians, both get born again the same night, but one gets discipled, the other one says, I'm good, man. Look at the fruit of their life. Look at the fruit. You will see one growing up in Christ, understanding the things of the kingdom, advancing in the kingdom, but another one, he is saved, but he's tossed by the wind. Tossed by the wind. And then the worst part is he can wither away. And you see withering in his life. You see withering. But the one that is rooted, grounded, settled in Christ, built up in the faith, and gets the word, drinks the word, he worships, he prays, he fellowships. What happened? Grows. And then begin to flourish. When Pastor Abby got saved, she didn't get saved alone. Some people got saved with her. But we see some of them with her. One of them just died in his 40s. Just died a couple months ago. Gone. Did he have the same promising future? Yes. But what shall we say to these things? When temptation comes, what are you going to say to the temptation? When the enemy comes with testing, what did Jesus use? The word. The word. What shall we say when temptation comes? You take the word of God and you use it just like Jesus. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word. You don't need to find nothing too sophisticated. You got what you have to say here. You have exactly what you need right here. But if you don't store up. Now, we're hearing a lot because the war is happening about stockpiles of missiles. And we're hearing that an Iranian drone cost $20,000? $20,000. But a United States warhead cost $20 million. No, $2 million. There we go. $4 million. So, this little drone that is coming from Iran is worth $20,000 US. It's 2 million, Pastor Sher. The rockets that we are using to shoot them down, the average one that we're using now is 2 million. Then there's another one that's worth 4 million that is way more powerful and accurate. But what it's saying, they both are powerful, even though one is cheaper, and they might have a lot of it. Even though we have one that is way more advanced and can be even more accurate, the little cheap one, because they have a lot of it, they can create a lot of chaos. But what do they have? They have it stockpiled so they can let it out. And create chaos. Can I tell you, the enemy is like that. But What happens now? The U.S. now have intelligence that they have it. So you know what they did? They engaged the other nations with them. Watch here now. I'm going somewhere. They engaged the other nations not to fight Iran, but to fight what's already in the sky. So nobody could say that they're shooting at Iran in international court. So they can't say they're at war with them. But what they're doing, they're helping now to defend their partners. So I'm going to give you two scriptures. What do we see when the wiles? The Bible says we're not ignorant about the wiles or the devices of the adversary. But Psalm 119 says, thy word have I hid in my heart. So when the day of temptation comes, or the day of testing comes, what shall we say? Because there is only one thing the devil respect, or one of the things rather he respect, is the word of God. What he does not have power over is this, the word. Thy word have I what? Stockpiled in my heart. So when he comes with a cunning and a crafty maneuver and he's trying to pull a slick one on you, you already have the word in your heart. When the devil tells you you'll never make it, you said, I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I am the head and I'm not the tail. The Lord shall bless thee and thy children. David said, I was young and now I'm old and I've never seen the righteous forsake. So as he sends it, you have the artillery stored up that you can now release and you can dismantle the tricks, the devices of the devil. We have to use the word of God. What shall we say? What shall we say? Psalm 119:11. Your word I have hidden in my heart. I have stored it up. I have filled my heart. When fear comes upon the world, the Bible says, man's heart shall fear them for fear. Looking upon the things that are coming on the earth. I want to tell you, if you don't be careful who you listen to, fear can enter your heart. If you don't be careful what you listen to, fear can enter your heart. But tonight, I want to tell you, faith also comes by hearing. I said, faith comes by hearing. So the people that you choose to listen to, it could either fill your heart with fear or it can fill your heart with faith. I want to tell you, get some voices that will encourage you. When you wake up in the morning, don't turn on the news first. Get to the word of God. Turn on Sinatra and say, Alexa, play some songs by Sinatra. You listen to Sinatra, you can never get sad. Because you're going to hear, Waymaker, miracle worker. That means if it's impossible, God will make a way. You don't need a miracle with something that is easy. You need uncommon miracles when there is no hope. I said when there is no hope, that's when we need the miracle working power of Almighty God. I was listening to a testimony of a woman in Venezuela. She had so much seizures and all kinds of stuff. Her body became so disfigured. And she heard Apostle Maldonado was coming to Venezuela, to Caracas. She traveled 3 hours to get to the crusade. 3 hours. She couldn't feed herself. She couldn't eat. Drinking was painful. And she was like that for, I think, 12 or 10 years. But she heard he was coming there. She seen him on TV. And she said, ah, this man got what I need. This man has exactly what I need. And she got in the service. And after traveling so long and sitting there for so many hours, she said she felt so tired because she would get constant seizures and it would rock her body. So then it makes her tired. It becomes very tormenting. And then she got the understanding. She said, I traveled 3 hours. And I sat here for 3 hours. What is a few more hours for me to sit here? And she sat in that meeting. And she went from being twisted in a wheelchair to running and jumping and praising God. But she said something. She said something. When your mind is going to tell you, ah, it's okay, man. God don't want to heal you, man. Ah, it's okay. You're going to go to heaven one day. You're healed already. What are we going to say? No. With his stripes, I am healed. Healing is the children's bread. And I choose to eat healing. He said, behold, I set before you life and death. Choose life. So if healing is the children's bread, are you going to eat comfort? Which is, maybe not. There are people that are worse than me. You know, we comfort ourselves with these things and we live with things that we're not meant to live with. That's deception. Jesus said, do not be deceived. Don't be, but what are you going to say? You're going to quote the word of God concerning healing. You're going to say, you know what? I need to get myself where the glory is flowing. There are people, didn't the King Jehoshaphat said, isn't there not a man of God in Israel? We need to understand that there are men and women of God in the earth that carry grace for anything we're going through. We need to come to that understanding and wear that cap and don't take it off. The grace is available. Get me to that man of God that I can access the grace. You know why some people don't get healed here? They don't come with the understanding that the grace that flows in the house is sufficient for their troubles. But then a stranger sees and they come and they get their breakthrough and their victory because they're coming with raw faith. And they soak up everything and they leave blessed. Let us not be on that side, the unbelieving side. But what shall we say? I'm going to the house of God and I'm going to get my healing today. Sunday was anointing service. One lady called Pastor Cheryl. She wasn't here. She said, Pastor, please save one of the oil for me. You know what that is? Faith. So you think God's not going to come true for her? You better believe when she used that oil, something is going to happen. Faith. 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 You think faith don't play a part? Let me show you. You getting something tonight? What shall we say? What shall we say? Find that scripture for me. I think it's like Acts 14. Why is my Bible not going to Acts 14? When they were ready to when they were ready to sacrifice unto Paul, and they stoned Paul a few verses later, but they were ready to sacrifice to Paul and to Barnabas, and he said, we are men just like you. Let's find that scripture. Help me. Hallelujah. Paul and Barnabas, they were ready to do. We'll wait for it. What is it? 14? 15. Okay, good. We'll find it around there. Acts 14, I was right. Let's find the scripture where he healed a man. Okay, verse 8. Let's go to verse 9. This man, okay, let's read 8. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb. How long was he crippled? Who had never walked. The fact that we can walk is a blessing. This man heard Paul speaking. What he heard the Paul doing? Paul was saying something. What was Paul doing? Saying something. And the man what? Heard. How long was the man crippled? From birth. He never walked. He could use his hands, but he was crippled in his feet. He couldn't walk. But what he did, he heard. Somebody say heard. He heard Paul speaking. And look what else happened. Paul observing him intently and seeing that he had what? Faith. The man had what? Faith. After the man heard the preaching, he heard Paul testifying about Christ. We don't have the sermon that Paul preached, but we know he was preaching Jesus. And he was preaching how Jesus saves, heals, delivers, and set free. Paul looked at the man's face, and he saw that certain look on that man. There's some people, when you preach, you see them, and they're like, give it to me, Pastor. Give it to me. I want it, and I want it all. He observed him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed. When you come to the house of God and you need something from God, you must come with faith. You must come with faith. Look what happens next. When Paul saw it, Paul did something again. What did he do next? Verse 10. Paul said with a loud voice, stand up straight on your feet. What shall we say to these things? When faith is present in a room, miracles happen. When there is faith in a church, things does not stop happening. It happens. And it happens, and it happens, and it happens, and because the people are coming with an expectation. The name of our church is what? Faith Church. Every time you walk through the doors, you should come with an expectation that something is going to happen for you today. Tonight we came, there was a glory here, there was a beautiful presence. Something happened. In that time of worship, something took place. Pastor Ab says, her knee feels better. Did somebody lay hands on her? No. But the glory of the Lord was in the room. It was a few of us. But something happened. And everybody testified that it was so beautiful. So, what he said, when there's faith, you can speak the things. When there is faith, you can speak and things will happen. He looked at the man that he had faith to be healed. It's not, now, Paul already had faith to heal. But there's another side where you have to have faith to be healed. Because Paul could have said under the anointing and the unction of the Holy Spirit, get up. And the man sat. And the man did not move. But here, when he said, stand up straight on your feet, the man what? Leaped up. And what? The man. There are two sides to the coin. The man at the gate of beautiful did not have faith to be healed. He wanted money. But Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have, I give to you. He took authority over the spirit of infirmity. But here, this man, he had faith to be healed. So both play a part. There are times where the servant will do the work, but then there's another time when you have to cooperate with what God has already put in place, and you'll get your victory right there. So, what shall we say? Let's go back to Romans 8. What shall we then? What then shall we say to these things? Let me tell you what to say. If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is, not God was 2,000 years ago, God is present continuous. Present continuous. He was for me when I got saved. He was for my parents before I got saved. He was for grandma before we got saved and got here. He was for the apostles way back. He is then. He is last year. He is now. And he is next year. And he is in 2030. And he is. Because he is that I am, that I am. Before Abraham was, I am. God is for us. Who can be against us? Let me tell you another thing that you can say. Verse 28. And we know that all things, how many things? All things work together for good to those who love God. Anybody love God in here? All things work together for good to those who what? Love God. So no matter what you're facing, might be financial crisis, it might be health issue, it might be a mind issue, it might be a joy issue. You just feel dry. You just say, if God is for me, you name it. Sickness can be against me. Name the sickness. You name, you feel fearful. Fear can be against me. Anybody ever be afraid of the dark? No, you guys are good. Yeah. Yeah, afraid of the dark. You ever ask yourself, what are you afraid of? You ever be fearful in your own house? No, not everybody, but some of us do. I am. Sometimes I'm like, okay, put on the light quick. Isn't that true? But what are we afraid of? We're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid of the unknown. When you put on the light, you see the space that you're in. So it is almost normal to be afraid of the, but then some of us have even greater levels of fear now. Where it's like a spirit of fear is, oh, come with me, come with me. You can't go to the next room by yourself. Oh, follow me, follow me. That's another level now. But all of it needs to go. All of it holds us back from God's best. So what we got to say, if God is for me, who can be against me? For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And you know that these words are not just the words of man, but they are spirit, so they can deal with spirit. They are spirit. Your word is spirit, and they are life. So life is greater than death. So anything from the underworld, the word can deal with it. Any curse, the word can deal with it. So what shall we say? We learn the word. We stockpile it in our heart. and we use it. And we use it because it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Put on the whole armor of God and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Ephesians chapter 6. Listen, church, we're strong. I said we're strong. The Bible said be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So what shall we say? We have a lot of things to say. We're not short of things to say. If you learn this here, you get this stored up, stockpile. So when the enemy comes and he tempts you and he flaunts things that you used to like, you say, I'm not going back like a dog to its vomit. Simple things. That's the word of God. When you say that, the devil shakes. You don't need no big, what we call powerful scriptures. Every word is powerful. Because all of it came from God. Let's stand and let's pray. But I want to urge you, get talking. Don't sit and be quiet. Don't be passive. Get aggressive. Get aggressive. Get aggressive. Say aggressive. Say, I will be aggressive. I will not be passive, but I will say something. I will speak to the mountain, and it shall be moved. Come on, speak to some mountains right now. Manda rokos katada dabasanda. Lord God, every mountain that is represented in this house tonight, we speak to it by the power of the Holy Ghost. We speak to it by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. Casting down every imagination, every high thing that seeks to elevate itself against the knowledge of Christ. We bind it up. We shut it down. We annihilate it. Sickness, I command you to go. Hey, kasakatala labakosada. Every pain in the body, we command it to go in the name of Jesus. Kaskatanda dabasaya. Every pain in my calf, I command it to go in the name of Jesus. Pain in the knee, we command it to go. Pain in the ankles, we command it to go. Pain in the back, my heart conditions, go. Go, lung conditions tonight. Mando rokos katada dabasaya. I pray for lungs. Those that are suffering breathing conditions, be cleared up tonight. Rabakosakatata, rokosakatada. We eat healing. Healing is the children's bread. We eat healing. We are the children of God. Rabakosokototo, rikas katanda daba. To as many as receive him, to them he give power to become the sons of God. Marakasianda dabakosaka, rebakoskototo. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mighty kashiraba. We are strong in Jesus. We are strong in the Lord. We're walking in the power of the Holy Ghost. Walking in the power, moving by the speed of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray for faith. For healing tonight. I pray for faith. For elevation tonight. Faith for prosperity. Faith. Faith. Faith to arise. In Lord, when you look at us, you would see faith. Your word says, God, Jesus said, when he comes, will he find faith in the earth? I pray, God, you will find faith in our lives. You will find faith in our lives. You will find faith. In our lives, maraba baba, rakasakata, rabakosako, rikasikaba, rabandorabo, sakata lalabasanda. In the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise. And we give you all the glory. And all the thanks. Rabakasikata lalabasikondo roboshata. Shiketi leki siki lebeshki tando rokuski tabra, rakaskata rabasiketi leke sada. Ora da ba 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 ba. Sokoto rokosa. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, ask God for the gift of speaking in tongues. Marakasianda, you're watching online, and you're not baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Ask God that He will give you tongues. Iko sanda daba. He'll give you tongues of fire. Masha kata. Masha kandara daba. Shanda daba shata. Shata tala raba ba. Shata tala raba sata. Rakas katanda daba sukoto dobo sata. Ribeke seketila roko sukoto dobo sanda. Riba ba 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 ba. Shiko roboko sike tala laba kusata. Sikandelebe sikando dobo sata. Sikelebe skitando roko skitabra. Raba ba 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 ba. Sikada ba ba. Ask God for encounters with His Spirit. Ask God for encounters with the Holy Ghost. Let the joy of the Lord flow. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit of joy. Let it flow. Let it flow. Every joylessness, I bind it. I bind it. Every dry Christianity, I bind it. Every fruitless Christianity, I bind it in the name of Jesus. We'll not go back like dogs to vomit. We will not go back to elementary things. Rika sika tila brikos kotebe. Rabababababa. Rokos kokoto kotika takatika tada. Tile debe kisatata. Tike sileke silabo sakatalaba. Ribando debo sikatalaba. But will God, we will press. We will press. We will press. We will press. We will pay. Kuskatanda. We will, oh God, sacrifice time. We will sacrifice time that we may get the treasures of heaven. Rika sakataka tika tola debo sunda deba. We will sacrifice food. We will sacrifice food. Rika sa, we will go into fasting. Shinde debe ko shunda de kashara. Shunda de ko shunda debo koshaya. Ripando debo sa. Rika tila brokos kotunde debe sata. Rika tatata. Roba kosokotia. Rebe stretch her Holy Ghost. Reba ba ba. Stretch her. Ekunde debo ko. Kunda debo ko. Kunda debo ko. Tada debo ko. Sunda debo saya. Fire. Reka shikatila rebo kosiende me rapando robo sonde de kesiende ribando robosa reka shiende rebo koso kotodo rika sakatata raba papa pa rikis kotototo raba kototo riba koshokotia raba kosata fire brokiski brokotatata yaba kasiende yellow river flow river flow river flow yellow bosika tatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat power. Yelebe shatata. Yela kosia nanama. In the name of Jesus. Rabando roboseka. Rikandebe. Robobobobo. Ribakosata. Ribiki shatata. Yekosianda baba. Rabababa. Let the fire. Rototototototototototot. Ribibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibib empower, 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 empower. Give her hinds feet. Makatine maribos kotorebia. Riba baba ba. Russo kotorebe keta ta 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 ta. Let the fire, let the fire, let the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the power, let the glory. Ikonorobosata riba ba. Rokoskitane. Open up our understanding. Open up our mind. Riba koshotoboya. Let the mind of the Spirit open up, open up, open her up. Open her up tonight. Yande rikes kitara. Robobobobo. Ribaba soko. Rikes katandadaba. Open her up, Holy Ghost. Open her up, Holy Ghost. Open her up. Open him up. Ribaba sotoboko sata katata. Ribabababa. Robobobobo. Robobobo si katana. Touch maskendelebe. Rababababa. Yellow kosiadaba. Yeko sandadaba. Let the power, let the fire, let the anointing flow. Manda rabako shakatila. Ribababa sokototo. Ribando rosika. Rekaskitibre. Rababa. Rabako sokototo. Yela da babababa. Shandadaba. Yeko skitibre. Rababa. Yelo da baba. Rabababa. Yeko sondoribebe. Raboko sianda. Let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the anointing, let the glory, let the glory. You know her needs, you know what she needs in this season. Be met, Be met. If God is for you, who can be again? Be met in Jesus' name. Mashande yellow ribaba rakesko topre rabababa ribando robo sokotia rababa. Yeah, baby, perfection ekosaya, new levels, new glory. Speak. Seikos ketadia yandaba, let the redeem of the Lord say so. Yanderebe rababa rokos kotorebe eskia lalaba shode debe bebe 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 yakas kotoya. Faith arise, faith arise, faith arise in the name of Jesus. Faith arise, joy flow, river flow, river, new levels of joy. Those watching online, new levels of joy, new levels of joy. Profess the word, speak the word. A charity arise, faith arise, speak the word. Say something tonight. Don't sit and be quiet. Speak the word. You overcome by the blood and the word of your testimony. The word of your testimony. Yala kashada daba shokorobo. What shall we say? If God is, God is, God is for you tonight. God is for you tonight. Mama, God is for you tonight. God is for you. God is for you. God is for you. God is for you. God is for us tonight. God is for his church. God is for the body of Christ. Rabakoso kotokote la bashata talada basanda. God is. Oh, the Spirit says God is for us. God is for us. Oh, robokoso rokosia katala la baba ba yala koshoto kote la baba. God is. Roboko seketele kasanda da basaya roko sokoto yandelebe shianda la ba 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 sokoto roboso kototo. Oh God, let the midweek service be great. Let the midweek service be full. Let the midweek service overflow. We say it tonight. We say it. Oh, the midweek service is overflowing. There is an overflow. Reckon with people. There is a great attendance beyond we can imagine. Fills the basement. Fills the outside. There is an overflow. There is. This church goes to another level, another dimension. Is God is for this house. God is for this house. The people of this house goes to another level. God is for them. They get new cars and new houses, new apartments. God is for them. Rakas kotada, new jobs. New businesses. God is for them. Rekas katib rokos kotode debe sakatala labakosanda. Librokes katib rokos kotaya. Rababa rabando dodobo sata. Some of you are not going to be recognizable because of what God is going to load you with. In the name of Jesus. They know you miserable, broken, busted, but my God, that suffering, the current suffering, cannot be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you. I say it over you tonight. I say it over you tonight. The current suffering cannot, shall not be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you. Shata katala basoto kosikata. This word is alive. This word is powerful. This word is sharp. Cutting deep. Deep, 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 deep. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Those online, grab it, grab it, grab it. Rokosokoto roboshata. Rakas katana rabaka sakataba. Rabababa sikurubobo. Robababababokosokoto roboshatata ladaba sikarabababa. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Roboko. Raka shaka taba. Isa nodo do bosata. Isa talaba shendelebebe. Rokoskita brokoski andelebe sanda. Elaba shandaraba kosukutile raba. La brokoskite brakashkitando robo siko robobo. Robobo sikera baba baba siandelebebe. Hila robo siande lebe shiala la baba. O da baba baba basi kirabo. Sikirabo sikirabo. Shila da baba shiande lidi. Yilidi. Shiande la da bo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Whew. Amen. Praise God. Oh, God bless you. Saturday, we have our Sunday morning prayer at 8 a.m. Amen. 8 a.m. Roll out of bed and roll straight over to church. Here's a trick. Put on your makeup and sleep straight up. And brush your teeth and be in church. All right? God bless you all. And guess what? We have a free breakfast on Sunday, Saturday. So who comes to prayer gets a breakfast. Amen? Love you all. God bless. Have a great, great night.